After more than a week of gathering clues and trying to piece together the final footsteps of Christine Boskoff and Charlie Fowler, rescue teams have now decided to focus in on two peaks in the Gengen area here in southwest China. This really is like looking for two needles in a haystack, spread over hundreds of square miles in altitudes of between 12,000 and 15,000 feet in below freezing temperatures, and with just a handful of people to do it.
The holy grail we're looking for is a driver to call in and say, I dropped them off at such and such a place on such and such a day. Failing that, then we might go out into the peaks again. We'll maybe try some areas. We might do a more thorough sweep with more people. Might try some other areas. But if we don't get more information, there's just not enough people to flood these areas to just keep walking around and looking for them.
Both Boskoff and Fowler are experienced and famous mountain climbers. They were last heard from November 9 via email before attempting a climb. Now, when they failed to return to the United States on December 4, as planned, their friends and colleagues became concerned. Eventually, they mounted this search on their own. But all of this has been made so much more complicated because neither climber left behind any indication of where they were heading. No email, no note, no phone call. There is also the concern they may have been attacked and robbed by bandits, or possibly worse. And with each passing day, it seems, hope fades a little that they will be found alive. John Vores, CNN, in Sichuan Province, Southwest China.